We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had discussed that when we are faced with an opportunity to do kindness, we have to view it as a tremendous business venture, as an opportunity to invest in an excellent deal. And he said, we have recommendations of the wisest of men, Avraham Avinu and Shlomo HaMelech. They strongly recommended investing in these types of deals in kindness and charity. Harishon Bazeh, the first one who recommended this type of investment was Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, our forefather Avraham, Shechizik B'Emdat HaChesed B'Chol Kocho. He invested all his strength in the trade of kindness, Leitiv L'Bnei Adam, to do kindness unto humanity. Hen b'inyanei ruchniyut, be it in spiritual things that he tried helping people, shelimdam ladat et Hashem, he taught them to understand monotheism, that God runs the world. Hen b'inyanei achila ushtia, be it in physical things, he gave people food and drink, v'chnisam leveito, b'chol inyanei kavod v'achna lifnem. He gave them all forms of honor, he brought them into his home, he was serving them, v'gam nata esh el avuram. He even planted, set up an inn, just to have some kind of inn, a hostel, a soup kitchen. Shezeu akol mimdat ha-chesed v'atov. This is all of Avram's trade of kindness and doing good unto others. V'gam tziva levanav acharav sheichu gam kin b'derech hazeh. And Avram, the great businessman, the child prodigy, the great genius, Avram Avinu, he also left a will, he left a commandment for his children that they too should go in this path, v'sheyatzlichu b'zeh, and that in this they'll be successful, ki b'zeh yivo aleim kol ha-brachot she-brachu Hashem. Because if we stick to Avram Avinu's path of being kind people, that's when we will merit to have all the blessings that God blessed Avram. V'chein Shlomo ha-melech alav ha-shalom amar lanu, and so too King Solomon said to us, she-mishu rodef achal tzedakah v'chased, that whoever chases after these traits of kindness and charity, yimtza ha-chayin tzedakah v'chavod, he will attain life, righteousness, honor. And the only way you could say you're in pursuit of this trait is if you do it on a steady basis. If a guy says, no, when some kindness comes my way, then I'll do it, that's not called chasing after kindness. Chasing after it means that on a steady basis, I want this to be a part of my life. And the greatest recommendation we have from God Himself. He told us that this is a great business deal. As the verse says, before God destroyed Sodom and Amorah, God said, am I going to do this without telling Avram what I'm about to do? How could I do such a destruction in the world without telling my Avram? Avram's going to be a great nation. Ki dativ, for I have known him, I've connected with Avram. Why? Leman asher yitzavet banav et beito, v'shamru derech Hashem lasot tzedakah u'mishpat leman avi Hashem al Avraham. God says, I connect to Avram. Why do I connect to Avram? Because he teaches his family to be kind people. ומן הפסוק הזה יאלף בגמרא לעניין גמילות חסד, משום דצדקה וחסד אחדו להיטיב לזולתו. And from this verse we derive that God wants Avram's children, God wants of us to do acts of kindness, be it righteousness, kindness, it's the same concept. What more do you need? If the wisest man on earth and God Himself tells us, this is the way to live, this is my recommendation, this is the best business deal for you, so who else do you need should recommend this type of deal? So the Chafetz Chaim says, one of the points that hinder us from doing kindness is that when an opportunity arises to do kindness, we think to ourselves, no one else is doing it. Why should I stop my life and run after this? Why? I don't see my neighbors doing this. This is a mitzvah. So the Chafetz Chaim said, don't look at it that way. He said, if someone would offer you a great business deal, you wouldn't say, well, my neighbors aren't pursuing it. And you should know that acts of kindness are a great, great business deal. Shlomo, Avram, and God, they all recommended this business deal.